Six.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
Listen at work when you should be getting on with it. Particularly you, Jeff Cooper at PMC Speakers. Thanks very much, mate, for tuning in. I got word off a colleague that you do that. They're my favourite listeners. It's like a clandestine affair, isn't it? Isn't it? I don't picture that too vividly, if you don't want. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. Well, that was the Beatles and Get Back from a version of the album Let It Be called Let It Be Naked. I talked about this album a couple of weeks ago. Paul McCartney never liked what Phil Spector did to Let It Be. In fact, as a musician, the idea of sending your album away to be produced, all wrong. I would imagine, but a slightly heavier analogy, I suppose. It's like your babysitter sending your kid back, like old child pageanting. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, it bugged Macca enough that in 2003, he oversaw a remixed, remastered version of the album with the track list changing as well. Dig It and Maggie May were taken off, and Don't Let Me Down was put on. And it's all stripped back, because apparently that's what the Beatles wanted in the first place. They wanted it to be stripped back and raw. I think it's one of my favourite Beatles records. I was turned onto it by Pete Jobson, my very good friend, who's the bass player in Iron Clute. Usually listens in the bath. Don't be smoking in the bath, Pete. You're not called Seavers. But yeah, Pete turned me onto this album, and in fact gave me his copy. That's the kind of generous man he is. And Don't Let Me Down, the song that Macca added to this album. I'm not fond of calling him Macca, I might just start calling him Paul McCartney again. The song that Paul McCartney put on the album has very fond memories, because Elbow and Iron Clute went and did a gig in Istanbul a few years ago, and it was part of a John Lennon tribute festival. Both bands played their own sets, etc. But then we got together and did a version of Don't Let Me Down with both bands on stage. Not all of them plugged in. Some of them just rocking out with an unplugged guitar. Naming no names, Norman McLeod. And the audience went absolutely wild. And me and John, I'd say we were under the influence. And it takes some screaming, that song. That's why we did it last. In fact, I'm going to play that tune in a wee while. Very fond memories for me. Another couple of tunes then from Let It Be, Naked, which I cannot recommend enough, throughout the programme. New music coming up from Everything Everything, Valerie June, and the wonderful Meadow. We've got an EP out, one of my favourite bands, Meadow, and a new EP from them. I'll be looking at a mystery tune that Rick Redbeard may be channeling or may have accidentally happened upon. And another opportunity to play some Rick Redbeard, isn't it? All sorts of Song for Guy recommendations from you. A couple of covers that are better than the original, according to the people who sent them in. And the Beckopedia will be dropping by with her wit and wisdom and her velvety radio voice. All of that before midnight, if you're listening as the programme goes out. For now, though, as promised, here's a new one from Everything Everything from their album Arc, which is a beautiful thing which you must own. This is Choice Mountain. Choice Mountain from Everything Everything, which I'm having trouble with, actually. Everything Everything. I think it's the hour. It's Thursday morning for me, making the programme for you. It's kind of similar in vibe to Sunday night, in that there is a certain solitude to it. The difference being that I can see blue sky through my blinds, and oh, there's a jackdaw and a pigeon on the opposite roof. I don't know why I slipped into Philip Larkin there. Anyway, everything from their amazing album Ark. That was Choice Mountain. Go and buy that record if you don't have it. It's excellent. So is this next tune from Valerie June. She's been in the studio working on her album, which is called Pushing Against a Stone. This, to my knowledge, is the first tune from it. It says on her blurb that she's been working with Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys, but on further and closer inspection, I found out that my mate Richard Swift was in there as well, and that makes perfect sense. I think you can hear the influence of both those gentlemen on this next tune, but an extraordinary voice on this young lady. This is Valerie June, and again from the album Pushing Against a Stone, if you want to be the first kid on the block to own it. From Pushing Against a Stone, this is Valerie June with You Can't Be Told. First on your block to own the Valerie June record, Pushing Against a Stone. I nearly got it in. Valerie June, Pushing Against a Stone. How do we keep that name in your head? Quite often, when it's just somebody's name that an artist goes out under, it's hard to plant it in your head, isn't it? Valerie June. Think of Valerie Singleton on a sun lounger in June. Valerie June, Valerie June, Valerie June. Go get it, kids. Me and Marianne Hobbs have had this lovely musical postcard recommendation thing flying between us since she joined the station at the beginning of January. She's got great taste in music and some of the recommendations have been brilliant. She's joined our club, I like to think. She's done me a great one this week, which I'm going to share with you in a minute. And this was my reply to it for her programme. Duke Ellington and the Far East Suite. I've chosen a tune called Blue Pepper, brackets, Far East of the Blues. To be a pedant, the Far East Suite should be called the Near East Suite. It's been pointed out before, because it didn't go that far east, really. But it was recorded in New York in December of 1966, when Duke Ellington and his orchestra had been on a world tour which took in Beirut, Amman, Kabul, New Delhi, Sri Lanka, Tehran, Madras, Mumbai, Baghdad and Cairo. And they were due to go to Istanbul and carry on all the way around to Athens. But they didn't. They came home because of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, which for obvious reasons was very affecting for the group. They all came home and made this in 2 days in New York. Duke Ellington, some think he's one of the greatest composers of the 20th century. He certainly did things with jazz that no other composer did, I feel. Really, really love this. And I was turned onto it by Pete, who was the drummer in Here We Go Magic, and a nice story involving Pete. When Pete from Here We Go Magic met my Pete, as they shook hands, they couldn't be more different men. They both said, "Hi, I'm Pete." And of course, my Pete's of average height, a black guy, and English. And Here We Go Magic Pete is 6'6", a white guy, an American. And they're shaking hands and they both said, "Hi, I'm Pete," at the same time, which forced them both to laugh. And my Pete said, "I'll be Pete with the hat," which I thought was very funny, a very funny opener. Witty bugger. This is Duke Ellington from the Far East Suite. You can hear all the countries I mentioned there coming through in the New York jazz mind of Duke Ellington. This is Blue Pepper, Far East of the Blues. Oh, are you having that? Great, eh? Duke Ellington and Blue Pepper from the Far East Suite. I'll play you some more of that next week.
Hello, I'm Mark Riley.
Riley, it's Richard Hawley. Call me back for peace sake.
Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for me programme.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here. Are you there?
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Mark, Jim Jones, Jim Jones Review. What's going on with you, mate? Where are you? Come, mate, give me a call.
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Are you there? No, you're not there because you're never there, right? You never answer your phone.
Well, that's what you got to do if you want to find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
So some very old friends of mine have got an EP out. Meadow are a band surrounding songwriter Mano McLaughlin. I've known Mano since I started writing songs, really, since I was 16, 17. And every now and again I've asked his advice. He's a truly great songwriter and a good friend. And the rest of the band are Andrew Melchior, Daniel Jones, Ben Downs, and Joe Oakes played some drums on this tune as well. This is a really great EP. It's called Grow Your Own. For obvious reasons, it's been mostly recorded in Mano's house. And I'm not sure what the band are up to at the moment, but I think this EP signals some more work from them. Anyway, Mano, as I say, one of my favourite songwriters. In fact, I only know him because of how great his music is. I'm always conscious when I'm recommending a song by somebody I know that people will think, nepotism. By and large, if they're a musician, I've become friends with them because I really admire their work and not the other way around. You see what I mean? So this tune from Meadow is called Bus Stop Strangers. The whole Grow Your Own EP has a theme of approaching 40 and not having achieved what you thought you would achieve. But it's got like a lightness of spirit to it as well, as all of Mano's does, Mano's work does. It's really playful lyrically. For instance, although it's got quite a melancholy tone to it, check out the words to the chorus on Bus Stop Strangers. It's ain't no spaceman, ain't no diver, ain't no steam train driver either. Boy me wouldn't know me at all if I kicked my ball over my wall. Now, isn't that beautiful, profound and touching with really, really simple language used to full effect? The songwriter is Mano McLaughlin. The band is called Meadow and the tune is called Bus Stop Strangers.
Bus stop strangers, you know, like brothers. Faces creased from other strangers' covers. Every morning there are many others the same. Familiar face, that's your clock in the library. Look, there's books I can look in to hide me. I think I know you, but I don't remember. Science fiction revolution. Ain't no spaceman, ain't no diver, ain't no steam train driver either. The boy.
amazing meadow, fronted by Mano McLaughlin, and that was Bus Stop Strangers from the Grow Your Own EP. Go to meadow.org, is it? Meadow.org, let me just check. Yeah, meadow.org.uk, and see what they're doing and when, and see if you can go and see them, because they're brilliant. Michael Aspel now, would you believe? How do you follow a tune like that with a bit of Michael Aspel? Here he is on his edition of Desert Island Discs. Did I say discs then? I think I did. Okay.
What brought you to the Metropolis?
Well, they were having periods of employing guest television announcers in the late 50s. This was 1957. And I was recommended from Cardiff, came back to London, took an audition, that worked, and used to sit there wearing the old communal dinner suit with a peg in the back so that it fitted me.
Yes. Now, you had a long, long time as a television newsreader, didn't you?
It lasted about 8 years altogether. It was never my intention to be a newsreader. Some people think that it's an ambition. I always regarded it as a stepping stone, and have, in fact, fallen foul of one or two ex-colleagues by saying publicly that I regarded the job as a bit of a sinecure because it wasn't demanding enough. And it seems to me that if you read other people's words for a living, it isn't enough, and mm-hmm. That's why I had to move on.
Michael, quickly, without thinking, which news bulletins that you read come to mind?
Well, it sounds rather shallow, I suppose it is, but when Marilyn Monroe died, I had to announce it with what was described as a brutal sense of drama. Of course, the Kennedy stuff and the Abba Van aftermath.
Of course. Now, you can't do television for long without something going wrong. What went wrong when you were reading the news?
I suppose the most spectacular thing that went wrong was when the phone rang, and I blandly said, excuse me, and it wasn't there.
The phone wasn't?
It was hidden somewhere. It was caught under the table, and all the viewers saw for the next 30 seconds was my left ear, because the film broke down three times. And the other time, I suppose, was when I had a black eye. I played cricket, got a black eye, read the news, which was, believe it or not, reported in Francois and in Time magazine. The idea of a BBC announcer with a shiner was too good to resist.
Yes, a truly international shiner.
Sitting at my piano the other day, my mind was ill at ease. They were coming to take it away that afternoon. I was all by myself in a mellow mood, improvising symphonies. My right hand was playing Mozart's Minuet, and at the same time, my left hand was playing Have a Banana from Carmen, and at the same time, my mouth was whistling a sextet from Louis Genie's. And while all this was going on, what do you think my foot was doing? While keeping time, it was cracking walnuts. You see, I had to eat too. Then in the midst of my soliloquy, a strange feeling came over me. My right hand stopped playing, my left hand stopped playing, my mouth stopped whistling, and my foot stopped cracking walnuts. Food became secondary. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I found it. The lost chord. That's it, the lost chord. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy who found the lost chord. That's it, it hasn't changed. I'll have my name in the Hall of Fame, 'cause I went and found the lost chord. Now everyone knows Tchaikovsky wasn't recognized for 200 years. Brahms wasn't recognized for 300 years. Beethoven wasn't recognized for 400 years. But I can't wait that long. I've got only two changes of clothes. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy who found the lost chord. How I struggled. I worked my brain to the bone. First I put an A-flat with a B minor. Then I put a B minor with an F major. Then I put an F major with a B minor. Then I tried an A and a B and a B and a G and a G and an E and an E and a D and a B and a G and a G and an E and a B and a G and a B and a G and a B. What kind of a piano is this? No apostrophes. People said I was mad. But that didn't discourage me. They said Mozart was mad. They said Puccini was mad. They said Louis was mad.
Who's Louis?
My uncle, he was mad. Soon my efforts bore fruit and I found it. The lost chord. Music lovers, do you realize what you're hearing? I'll play it again. That's not the chord. Neither is that. Neither is that. Neither is that. What happened to it? I've lost the chord. A catastrophe. Lock the doors. Nobody leaves the place until I find it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sit down on the keyboard of this piano until the chord is returned. That's it, the lost chord. I found it by sitting on the piano keyboard. very strange. I usually play by ear. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost pod.
There you go. Jimmy Durante. I'm the guy who found the lost chord. I'm having trouble, aren't I, today? I'm the guy who found the lost chord. I haven't done my enunciation exercises. Every morning I do my enunciation exercises. Grueling. I crawl around on the carpet using only my lips for half an hour. Forgot to do it today. This next tune is kind of how I felt when I woke up. Maybe. Let me listen to it with you. And if it's not quite my mood, I'll try again in a little while. I don't think it needs an introduction, because you're a Six Music listener, and therefore you know all the best music in the world already.
Now then, triumph over adversity. It's one of the great themes of storytelling and the perfect way to describe the life of Jane Froman. Born in small town Missouri in 1907, at the age of five when her father left her mother, she developed a stutter which would plague her for the rest of her life, except when she sang. And boy could she sing. She had classical training, but was drawn to the great songwriters of the day, and her interpretations of Gershwin, Berlin and Porter soon brought her stardom in theatres, on the airwaves and eventually in Hollywood. And that was how she came to be on a USO plane over Portugal in 1943, en route to entertain the troops, when it crashed into a river. Her injuries were so severe that she almost lost her legs, and despite undergoing 39 operations, wore a leg brace for the rest of her life. Not that it stopped her. 2 years after the accident, she was back in Europe, albeit on crutches. She gave 95 shows to the troops, and 3 years after that, married the co-pilot who saved her life. Jane Froman retired in 1961, but continued her volunteer work for many years until her death in 1980. Now she's remembered as a woman with a beautiful contralto voice and a love for the great American songbook, whose bravery touched so many lives and inspired so many others. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Skies as blue this year, wish you were here, as blue as they used to when you were near, wish you were here, and the mornings don't seem as new, brand new as they did with you, wish you were here, wish you were here. Wish you were here. Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year. Wish you were here. And why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here, wish you were here, wish you were here.
They're not making the skies as blue this year.
Wish you were here,
as blue as they used to when you were near.
Wish you were here,
and the morning don't see.
Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year. Wish you were here. And why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here.
They're not shining the stars as bright. They stole the joy from the night.
Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here.
Wish you were here.
Oh. Wonderful. Jane Froman and Wish You Were Here from the Beckopedia. More from her next week. And she got a wonderful radio voice. Eh? Incredible. She should have her own programme. BBC. Love for the Beckopedia, criticism and witticism for my contributions to the finest hour, and all Song for Guy recommendations to the following address, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. This next tune was originally a Song for Guy recommendation from Emily Corrin. It led me to one of my favourite albums of all time, Bjork's Vespertine. It's called Hidden Place. It's right at the beginning of the record. Pay particular attention to what she's done with the choir on the backing vocals. I think it is literally heavenly. Bjork.
Hidden place. fragilest, still strong.
Gorgeous, I love it. And now a musical postcard from our very own Marianne Hobbs.
Hello, Guy. It's Marianne Hobbs from The Weekend Breakfast Show. I did hear you talking about your imminent trip to New York City, and I would like to suggest that you visit the Museum of Modern Art there. And in that place, you will find one of my all-time favourite works of art, Monet's Water Lilies. The canvases are absolutely vast. They stretch right around an entire room. And do you know what? If you stand up very, very close to the paintings, you'll see just how thickly the oil paint is daubed on, just layers and layers and layers of it. It looks entirely abstract. But then, if you take just a couple of steps back, this beautiful, soft, hazy imagery of the water lilies opens up. It's just completely magical. I hope you get a chance to check it out. In the meantime, I've got some music for you. I wanted to share this extraordinarily beautiful instrumental piece. It's the work of Nils Frahm. He's based in Berlin, and he was actually taught to play piano as a child by a student of the last scholar of Tchaikovsky, and I think he has such an incredible gift for the instrument. This is a track from his new album, Screws, and he actually made this record out after falling out of a bunk bed and breaking a thumb, and apparently he was ordered not to touch a piano at all, but instead he made this album in 9 nights, playing the songs with just 8 fingers and 1 thumb. Tom York loves him almost as much as we do, and I really had to share this with you today. Nils Frahm, the track is titled You. I hope you enjoy this, Guy. Lots of love from Marianne.
great. It ain't Nils Fram and You, recommended by the lovely Marianne Hobbs. What a fantastic addition to Six Music she is, eh?
Six Music. Sean W. Keaveney. A man misunderstood.
Is it okay to dry your underpants in the microwave?
Maybe he's too intense.
A bit aggressive.
I know. I'm on a crash after my croissant. I'm taking it out on you.
Maybe it's his clothes.
My hood's too hairy.
Or his uncompromising charm.
With 10 being like the most I'd want to punch someone, you right now would be at a maybe like a 5.
That's not bad.
He has his own theories.
I blame bread.
But you can make a difference. Listen to Sean Keaveney on Six Music and he will feel useful, appreciated. The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Is this cool?
Every weekday morning on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
So, I played Helpless by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young before, and I was saying this is kind of my mood. It wasn't quite there. I'm going to try again. This is a Mazzy Star tune called Fade Into You. Is this my mood? Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. Yeah, that's how I'm feeling this time of year. Bright, cold, you know. It's cool to be melancholy in this time of year. I've tried to get to the root of this before. We need another word in the language to describe a comfortable melancholia. Because melancholy is not right, because it's not actually a sad feeling. It's a constant and crisp and together feeling that isn't happy or joyful. It's just like a crisp appreciation of the world around you, a calm feeling of belonging without it being a warm feeling of loving. Just like, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is how I'm supposed to feel. The sky looks great. I'll have to wear my coat out there. We need a new word. Suggestions to guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Okay. A new word. You never know. We might get it in the dictionary. Let's try it. Tim Harding is one of the most respected singer-songwriters, and he's been honoured with a new 13-track cover album. He died in 1980, and he's been revered and covered over the years by Johnny Cash, Paul Weller, Scott Walker, Echo and the Bunnymen, loads of other people. This new compilation is called Reasons to Believe, and a new generation of songwriters is covering Tim Harding. I do love Tim Harding. On the record, to name but a few, you've got Okkervil River, Mark Lanigan, the Phoenix Foundation, which we'll hear in a while, and the Smoke Fairies as well. You've also got the Magnetic North, and here they are with It's Hard to Believe in Love for Long by the late, great Tim Harding. Go get it, go get it, go get it.
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a
paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. For me like a million eyes, they call me on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
Beatles and Across the Universe. If it sounds a little different to your ears, it's because it's from the remastered, remixed version of Let It Be, which is called Let It Be Naked. A thousand thanks to my friend Pete Jobson for giving me his copy of the record. Yeah, Paul McCartney didn't like any of the stuff that Phil Spector had put on the record, so he took it all off, changed the track listing and put it back out. Both him and Ringo Starr commented that it was amazing listening to the record because it sounded like they're in the headphones again, because there was no tape hiss as there was once you listened to playback back in the day. So actually better because of technology, actually better than it would have been at the time. Isn't that strange? Anyway, yeah, Let It Be Naked by the Beatles. We were talking a few weeks ago, or I was talking, you were listening, about cover versions that are better than the originals. Jenny from Southsea gets in touch. She says, first of all, your show keeps me company on a number of occasions as I work through the night on uni assignments, and if this makes your show, I can guarantee you I'll be writing an essay. I thought I'd recommend Beth Rowley's Nobody's Fault But Mine, as it's essentially a brilliant song, and Beth's voice is beautiful. It's a favourite of mine, dare say a desert island disc. I must admit that I can be protective of Willie Johnson's original, but I think this cover is up there with it. If more people heard the song, life would be that little bit better. Well, here we are. For Jenny Powell, scribbling away in Southsea, here is Beth Rowley with Nobody's Fault But Mine. Good luck in your academic career, Jen.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. And I said if I should die and my soul becomes lost, then I know it's nobody's fault. And I know it's nobody's fault but mine. Oh, I got a mother. I got a mother and she can pray. So I said if I should die and my soul becomes lost, then I know it's nobody's fault but mine.
Beth Rowley and Nobody's Fault But Mine, as recommended by Jenny in Southsea, scribbling away by candlelight with an enormous quill. Joe Thomas got in touch. He said, I heard you talking about MacArthur Park. Do you know, I don't think a single song has ever had so much correspondence. I heard you talking about MacArthur Park this week. And he then puts a link onto a video on YouTube of Legs & Co. immortaling those infamous damp cake lyrics through the medium of dance. Go and have a look when you've got time. Just make a note by the pad. Don't turn off the radio. Legs & Co. MacArthur Park. Treat yourselves. It's amazing. Thank you, Joe. What else have we got here? Oh, yeah. Okay, brilliant. Rick Redbeard, it's the name of the guy from the Phantom Band, the lead singer of the Phantom Band. That's his solo name when he goes out. I played this beautiful song called We All Float the other week. It's astonishing. I'll play it for you in a few minutes' time. But there's a melody in it which is, it's just exactly the same for at least seven or eight notes as a piece of film music. And I said, come on, what is it? What is it? What film music is it? Nigel Carling got in touch. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence! 3 exclamation marks. So, top of the class for you, Nigel. That's exactly what it is. I went and had a listen to the theme music from Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. If you're not familiar with it, it was also known as Prisoner of War in many European editions. It's a 1983 Japanese film directed by Nagisa Oshima, produced by Jeremy Thomas, starring David Bowie, Tom Conti, Ryuichi Sakamoto and Takeshi Kitano. Ryuichi Sakamoto, who stars in the film, also wrote the score and the vocal themes. David Sylvian got involved with the vocal theme as well, and it was a hit in many countries. Sakamoto's score also won the film a BAFTA award for Best Film Music. So there you go. It's not like this is an obscure piece of film music that Rick Redbeard is channeling. And I wanted to make the point that I'm not accusing him of theft here. These things happen all the time. You happen upon a melody accidentally when you're writing music. Sometimes I think it's subconsciously lodged in your head and it comes out. I've done that with a lyric quite famously. And other times you don't know that it's ever existed and you just happen to write the same melody as somebody else because it feels natural to go there. So it doesn't take anything away from the Rick Redbeard tune, which is, we'll hear that in a few minutes. But for now, here's Sakamoto Ryuichi from an album called Playing the Piano. This is actually the loveliest version I've ever heard of the title music of Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence.
Thank you.
So that was gorgeous, wasn't it? Sakamoto Ryoichi, Playing the Piano is the name of the album, and that was, of course, the theme tune from Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. It takes nothing away from this next tune by Rick Redbeard, which is called We All Float, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I'm not trying to say, you've nicked that, what have you done? Look, miss, look what he's nicked, miss. I'm not doing that at all, Rick. Whether you're channeling it, whether it's coincidental, accidental, or deliberate, this is a beautiful song in its own right. Rick Redbeard with We All Float. Rick Redbeard and We All Float from his album No Selfish Heart. And of all the albums I've recommended this week, that is the one I recommend highest. That's Rick Redbeard's No Selfish Heart. It's a beauty.
It's a media thing. You can't hide when you're on stage. That's what I've always liked about live music.
Join me, Lauren Laverne, for a week of live music from the BBC Maida Vale Studios with sessions from Suede, Foles, Everything Everything, Richard Hawley and Palmer Violets.
Hi, this is Richard Hawley. One of the things that always flashes through my mind in Maida Vale is the very first time that I went, which was with Treebound Story, sent in a tape we'd recorded in the music room at school to John Peel, and John had actually rang our house and spoke to my mother for about 40, 50 minutes, I think, and I was at the top of the stairs, cringing. And then I got on the phone, and it was John, and our first ever conversation together went something along the lines of, "Hi, Rich, you all right? Love the tape. Can you turn up at Maida Vale next Thursday, 4 o'clock? Yeah, OK, mate, see you then. Bosh, that was it."
Six Music live at Maida Vale.
Join me this Thursday morning at 10 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
So this crisp weather we're enjoying, blue skies followed by windy sort of days and grey skies followed by crispness and frost, just always leads me towards the Mark Hollis solo album. So Mark Hollis, he is of course from Talk Talk, my favourite band ever. This tune is called The Gift. Turn it up and enjoy. Hollis and the Gift in that beautiful. So covers that are better than the original, or at least as good as. Let's have another one. This is a Song for Guy recommendation from David Howarth in Lancaster. He says, Kathleen Kane by sadly recently deceased Australian Aborigine singer Jimmy Little. When he died, it was a top story on the Australian news networks. He was a bit like Johnny Cash, who he was a lot like in his early career. Jimmy recorded some beautiful covers in the twilight of his career. This one comes from the album Messenger, a lovely version of a wonderful Go-Betweens original. This is a firm favourite of my wife, who loves his velvety tones. He looks like Stan, the bloke who cleans my classroom at school. I'm a history teacher, David says, but sings like an angel, as does Stan, actually. I would heartily recommend this album and Life's What You Make It, where he covers Talk Talk, among others. Hope you enjoy it, and thanks for your marvellous show, which I always listen to in the bath, getting ready for another week at the chalk face. thank you very much, David. I think they're lucky to have a teacher like you. You sound like you're good fun. And say hello to Stan the Cleaner as well. Here we are. It is a really tender, beautiful voice this man has. I've never heard of him before. This is Australian Aborigine Jimmy Little and his cover of the Go-Betweens Cattle and Cain.
So at home.
shall search out some more Jimmy Little. That was David Howarth and Cattle and Cane. No, hang on. David Howarth recommending Jimmy Little and Cattle and Cane. Or was it Stan? Bruce Coburn, marvellous. The Charity of Night is the record. The song's called Live on My Mind. And I never play Elbow tunes on the radio, even if they are cover versions. But if you wanted to go and find it, Elbow have covered this song, and I think we did a good job.
Standing in the door against the dark, fire flies around you like a crown of sparks. Blow me a kiss that blurs my vision. Blurs the human condition. The ocean ringing in my brain. You are my island ripe with cane. Catch the scent of strange flowers when you pass. Fluid motion like the wind in grass. It's you.
incense in the night. Light me like a candle burning bright. Light me like a searchlight in the sky. Nothing when I look in your eyes. It's your eyes I wanna see, looking into mine. Got you live on my mind. Oh. It's your eyes I wanna see, looking into mine. Got you live on my mind. Oh.
Bruce Cockburn, spelt Cockburn, and The Charity of Night is the album, and the song's called Live on My Mind. I do love it. The Phoenix Foundation did this beautiful version of Tim Harding's Don't Make Promises You Can't Keep for this new Tim Harding covers album that we've already had a tune from this week called Reasons to Believe. I have to say, I'm not aware of the Phoenix Foundation's work. The name rings a bell, but I think I might just be confusing them with the French electronica band Phoenix. Are they anything to do with that? I could look online, but what's the fun in that? If you are a passionate Phoenix Foundation fan, or indeed a member of the group, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Tell me where to start with this awesome outfit. Tell me which ones I should buy first. This is a brilliant version of Tim Harding's Don't Make Promises You Can't Keep.
Every moment's bringing a love. promises you can't keep.
Phoenix Foundation and their cover of Don't Make Promises You Can't Keep by Tim Harding. That's from Reasons to Believe, which is a Tim Harding covers album, which I own now because it's great. Another cover version now, recommended this one from Jefferson Harper. He says, "Hi Guy, I'm a massive fan of Elbow and listen to you every week." Well, that makes you doubly my best friend. "I listen to the Guy recommendations and always feel I have a lack of knowledge to compete with the amazing songs that get recommended. But here's my contribution. Have you heard of Fink?" I have heard of Fink. I have. He started playing guitar for Amy Winehouse, then he got signed to Ninja Tunes. He was the first acoustic artist on the label. He supported 07 about 7 years ago, and I was lucky enough to catch him. He was hypnotic. The tune I love most and the song that turned me on to him was the cover of Alison Moyet's All Cried Out. I do hope you've never heard of him and can enjoy this song as much as I do when I hear it. With love, Jefferson." Jefferson, I have heard of Fink, and I've played his music on the programme, but never be shy of having a try at a Song for Guy recommendation. Did you hear how that scanned then? That's why they pay me the big bucks. Oh no, hang on a minute, I get the same as the rest of the band. Yeah, anyway, so it's Alison Moyet's All Cried Out, covered by Fink, recommended by Jefferson Harper. Keep them coming, Jefferson. I'll look out for your name. Now you're going to have to be careful here, because Alison Moyet and her daughter are fans of the show and tune in regularly, which thrills me to the core. And if you'd have told me when I was 10 that Alison Moyet would listen to my radio programme, I would have done a backflip involuntarily and swallowed my own feet. Here is Fink's cover version of Alison Moyet's All Cried Out, and lots of love to Alison and her daughter.
This time the grass has grown under your feet, and in your absence I change my mind. Someone else is sitting in your seat. I know that I said there'd be no one else. I know that I said I'll be true, yeah. But babe, I got a Cupid's arrow, and he's a short and narrow. I'm nothing left to offer you. And all cried out, a whole lot of loving for a handful of nothing. All cried out, it's hard to give you something when you're pushing me. So don't look surprised, there was no disguise. From the start, so stop, look around you, go right back where I found you.
take back your cold and empty heart. Yeah. All cried out, whole lot of loving, handful of nothing. All cried out, it's hard to give you something when you're pushing.
Fink's version of All Cried Out by Alison Moyet.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's a space where any genre of music gets played.
Given opportunities to new bands.
This is what 6 Music's all about, is to be able to give the audience what they're searching for.
Tunage of the highest order.
They've got one foot in the past and one foot in the future.
The presenters have a passion for music.
You trust them. If they think something's worth playing, I'll listen to it too.
You really get the feeling that you're being played someone's record collection and the music that they're genuinely into.
I've forgotten how good this track is.
Gorgeous.
And that feeling of, wow, what is this? Being rocked on your heels by the newness or difference of something.
People really take it to the heart because I know I'm a 6 Music listener.
Hello, I'm Guy Garvey.
This is Edith Bowman.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Hello, I'm Stu McConey, and this is The Freak Zone.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
Fasten your seatbelts.
That's Crenshaw's Funk and Soul Show.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star. I saw one.
We're getting closer to the end of the show now, and I still haven't quite found a tune that describes my mood at this time of year. Remember, we need a new word there. Crisp, calm, open melancholia, without the melancholy. So it's the constants of melancholy, the calm of melancholy, but not the sadness. We need a new word. Come on. Anyway, this song maybe is how I feel at this time of year. It's from John Martin, it's Head and Heart, and I want you to listen particularly for the amazing finger-picking towards the end when they're improvising after the vocal stops. Really, really something else.
Scared of being wrong, and that's it.
John Martin and Head and Heart. This next tune is from the Blue Nile. It's from a late night train. And this isn't that mystery feeling I'm trying to describe. This is straight up late night heartbreak.
The little town's gone.
Ah, there we go. The end of the show once again. I've had a lovely time. I always have a lovely time with you lot. Please keep all your recommendations coming in. I've got loads of New York recommendations from you all, which I didn't have time to read out. But wonderful. Thank you very much to Peter and Michelle and Lizzie Foster this week as well for helping me put the show together. Thanks to the Beckopedia for her wonderful contributions. Thanks to you lot for sending in your Song for Guy recommendations. And of course to Marianne for her little postcard there. It's lovely. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Night, Mum. Oh, Don Letts up next. Don't touch that dial.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio, and tonight I'm crossing time, space and genres in the name of love for a Valentine special. Now, I'm not really a Valentine kind of guy, but since the day's approaching, I thought it'd be a good excuse to wear my heart on my sleeve and play a selection of tunes dedicated to lovers. To that end, you'll be hearing from Jack Jones, Womack and Womack, Joy Division, Marvin Gaye, Depeche Mode, Bob Marley, Stephen Stills and Loose Ends. And that's just the first hour. In the second, I'm going horizontal and taking it down low. But until we get there, here's Andre 3000's Happy Valentine.
My name is Cupid Valentino, the modern day Cupid, and I just want to say one thing. Happy Valentine's Day.
Every day the 14th.
I don't think y'all heard me. I just want to say Happy Valentine's Day.
Every day the 14th.
Can y'all dig that? When arrows don't penetrate, see.
Cupid grabs the pistol.
Ah, yeah, now look at here, he shoots straight for your heart. Now, and he won't miss you. But that's alright, y'all won't believe in me anyway, but.
You won't. When Cupid knocks at your door, you can't ignore me.
There's no need to run. So happy Valentine's Day. Hey,
every day the 14th.
Now I may have it all wrong. See, if you know what love means, well, somebody tell me. 'Cause they just don't believe in me. Day the 14th. Now, I know your hearts have grown cold, and that bothers me. Now I understand, 'cause I used to be a bad boy in my day. I know you're trying to protect your little feelings, but you can't run away.
You won't believe in me, but you would have me.
Hey, don't you supposed to be some kind of player or something? Well, keep on running, player, 'cause I got my good shoes on, and I I got them tied up tight. So you gon' find out tonight. Got a sweet little darling back in my corner. Below, I know I love her, but act like I don't want her. Surrounded by the lovely, but yet feel like a loner. Could be an organ donor, the way I give up my heart. But never know, because shit, I never tell her. Ask me how I'm feeling, I'd holler that it's irrella. I don't get myself caught up in the jello jella. And pudding pop, the other's obstacle, falling in love. But for the record, have you ever rode a horse? Like for you to take me to Pluto, I said of course. But if you ain't a sweetie and Didi, I won't endorse. Hunt solo till I'm hit by the bullet, so may the force be with you and I'll hit you in better time permits. For now, show me samples, examples why you're the shit. But how am I to know with the profession that I'm in? And if you do not know me, then how could you be my friend?